The Israeli offensive on Lebanon intensified July 19th as troops punched their way into the southern part of the country and warplanes destroyed houses and buildings. Lebanese Prime Minister Fuad Sanyora said about 300 people in his country had died in the 8 days since the offensive began. Sanyora, whose weak government has been unable to disarm militant Shiite guerrillas Hezbollah and put the Lebanese army along the border with Israel, urgently appealed for a ceasefire. He said his country has been torn to shreds and criticized the US position that Israel acts in self-defense. Is this what the international community calls self-defense? Sanyora said. Is this the price we pay for aspiring to build our democratic institutions? Israel vowed to press the offensive in Lebanon until it destroys Hezbollah's vast arsenal of missiles and drives Hezbollah fighters far from its northern border. The crisis has also shown a deepening rift between the United States and Europe. The Bush administration has given Israel a tacit green light to take the time it needs to neutralize the Shiite militant group. But the Europeans fear growing civilian casualties will play into the hands of militants and weaken Lebanon's democratically elected government. Meanwhile, thousands of foreigners fled Lebanon in one of the largest evacuation operations since World War II.